Welcome to the debut episode of Rampage Roundup. I don't know. I'm throwing names back and forth. I'm sure that you guys can already tell by the sarcasm in my voice that this is Mary Greater, the Mer, Mare Bear, numerous names that I go by. And I am going to be trying to do this hosting thing. Matt, who I do WWE podcast with, unofficial. I usually do the review week in reviews with him. I know I've been gone for a while. That's because, to be honest, I told him I've pretty much stopped watching WWE wrestling. I'm not going to say that I don't watch it. I put it on if I'm not watching anything else, and I've just been very frustrated with it, and I turned it off like halfway through. So I really don't know what's going on in the WWE world right now. I know the Roman storyline and the beef between Charlotte and Becky, but other than that, I have no idea what's going on with that federation. I got like yelled at and called a hypocrite today online because I said that I want Vince to fail. And it's, you know, I don't want the WWE to fail. I just want him personally to fail just in some way because I don't agree with everything that's been going on. And that's just me. That's my opinion. Everybody's allowed to have their opinion. I don't want anybody to lose their jobs, but people are losing jobs anyway. And questionable, you know, releases, and the excuse is always the same. So I've just been kind of off the boat. I've been trying to get my stuff together, and but I have been watching AEW, so I guess you can say that I jumped the ship. I'm a pro wrestling fan. I always will be a pro wrestling fan. I will turn into WWE on a regular basis, but not be so invested in it right now, because it's just not as interesting as a product or show that AEW is putting out. And when Matt came to me, he was like, oh, nobody's covering it on Fridays, would you want to do it? And I was like, oh, an hour of wrestling that I get to cover, so it's not gonna be like this huge dissection of I don't know what's going on or what the storyline is or when it changed, you know, 2 weeks ago and stuff like that, how it's been with WWE. So I decided to take a crack at it. I don't know if it's gonna be any good. I'm gonna try to get some gimmick stuff in here. I'm going to try to get a song. If you guys think that you could write me like an entrance theme, like an opener, like, hey, go for it. Send it to me on Twitter. Hit me up at @mare_bare, MARE_BARE. So yeah, let's get to it. Rampage tonight. We only had a couple matches, but as usual, pack show goes really fast. That's the other reason why I've been paying attention to AEW a little bit more. Their show, even their two-hour show, just seems to fly by, and it doesn't seem like it drags. Doesn't seem like a chore. Something's always going on. So in the first match, we had Darby versus Billy Gunn, and it was a slow-moving match to start, but, you know, Gunn was basically manhandling Darby Allin the whole entire match. Billy Gunn is huge for his age. I think he might be bigger than he was when he was in WWE. I mean, it looks great. I just, you know, I hope that at, you know, pushing 60, I shredded like a beefcake or something like that at his age. But anyway, I digress. Getting back to the match, Sting and Billy Gunn were having multiple stare downs during the match. Billy Gunn was backing off. You know, conclusion in the match, Darby gets the second win. He coffee drops him twice, gets the win, but he gets attacked after the match by the Gunn family. I don't remember what the name of their faction is right now. I think that's what it is. I'm sorry, guys. I lose stuff in the narrative, but they got attacked. Sting got attacked. He got involved. You know, Gunn ended up cheap-shotting him, taking his leg out at the end. So I guess this will be the feud for Darby Allin moving forward after losing the MJF at Full Gear. I guess this is leading to Winter is Coming. That was mentioned during the show that it's a special edition of AEW Dynamite on Wednesday, December 15th. So I don't know. That's what I think is going forward. Speaking of MJF, MJF and Punk had a face-off on Wednesday on Dynamite, and they didn't look at each other in the ring. And he went to introduce himself to Punk, and Punk laughed at him, basically, and walked away. So I guess this may be the next feud for CM Punk will be MJF. I don't know if this is an actual thing yet or because nothing happened tonight. Punk was on and he cut a promo on QT Marshall, who he is facing in Chicago on Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve. So maybe we see it soon. Maybe it's a slow burn. Maybe they keep getting in each other's way. I don't know. I do appreciate that Punk was showing shades of a heel on Saturday at Full Gear in his match against Eddie Kingston, and that he was getting booed, and the whole John Cena sequence that he teased at, it kind of makes me think that that's going to be the next evolution of his character, that he is actually, in fact, like a John Cena now, with the fans. So, but I think people want to see him go evil. Everybody always wants to see him go evil. So hopefully we will see that match soon. We had a quarterfinals match between Jade Cargill and Red Velvet. I keep going to call her Velvet Sky. There's too many velvets, and I'm sorry. That was just a little rant by me. I'm going to probably cut that out, but I'm just saying. Red Velvet. Red Velvet started really, really hot and fast in the match, but she's no match for Jade Cargill. I mean, the woman was carved out of stone. She just started pummeling her power. Obviously, she won the match. There was a really cool leg lariat, though, by Red Velvet that she like caught air and came down on Jade, which was pretty cool. It was a good match, as every match seems to be on AEW. Everything seems new and fresh when these matches happen, and there's always something new to watch. Jade advances to the semifinals. And the match that's going to be on Wednesday is going to be Jamie Hayter versus Thunder Rosa. And that person will face Jade in the semifinals. I personally think that Thunder Rosa is going to win. Nothing personal, Jamie Hayter. It's just Thunder Rosa is really, really hot right now. So I think she wins. I probably do see Jade winning. I don't know, though. Between the two of them, Thunder Rosa and Jade, I don't know who's going to win that match. And then on the other side, we got Nyla Rose and Ruby Riott versus Chris Stratlander is, I guess, next Friday, and that's it. And that person will face Nyla. I do see Ruby winning the whole entire thing, but all these are good choices for the inaugural TBS championship belt. So we will see moving forward what's going to happen with that. Real quick, from Wednesday, we had Daniel Bryan basically do a heel turn, which is kind of cool. It's flip of the dime. Everybody likes jerk Daniel Bryan. He's pretty nasty, and says that he's going after all the Dark Order. So I think that's basically what he's going to be doing in road to facing Hangman Page for the championship. I don't know when that's going to happen. I'm not sure when their new next pay-per-view is because they don't have one every month and it gives it time to build up storyline. So I think with mentioning the Dark Order, I just because I don't have a conspiracy theory corner anymore because CM Punk is here and Daniel Bryan is here. So like I don't have like my crazy like tinfoil hat theories about when Punk's gonna show up. He's here. It's been great. I'm not going to harp on it because I'm sure everybody expects me to sit here and write a song about CM Punk. I don't have to do that at this point, but I'm just very happy he's back. My new conspiracy theory is Bray Wyatt. I don't know where he's going to end up. I thought that him being released right before Halloween, we were going to get something that week, but it didn't happen. I have a theory that he might show up and take over the Dark Order just because of his Brody Lee connection. I'm not going to reveal all my cards yet, but I do think that somehow he shows up and he's taking over. I don't think he's necessarily going to be a bad guy at first either. And I think that's what the future of the Dark Order is going to be. And they're going to become a heel group with less members. I don't know. That's just my theory. It's a working theory. You guys can criticize me if you want. You can go on Twitter and be like, Mary, that doesn't make any sense. But these are the weird things that go on in my mind. So let me know if you agree with that theory or not. I'm sticking to it. I need something for my conspiracy theory corner. So, moving on. And in the main event, we had Adam Cole and Bobby Fish take on Jurassic Express. I love how they do these main event matches on Rampage. I don't think they do it on Dynamite. I think they only do it on Rampage. I could be mistaken, though. Please correct me if I'm wrong. How they have Mark Henry come out and like interview the two the, you know, the opponents in the locker room, and they talk trash to each other. And then he goes, oh, it's time for the main event. It's little things like that that make the show better. And it makes it feel special what the main event is. And there is always a reason why that's the main event. It's not like some grievance that happened at the beginning of the show and they're just throwing together an 8-man tag match. And I know people are going to be like, you're trashing WWE, but this is why I think it's a better product. And honestly, in 2021, there are no ratings anymore. I don't watch wrestling live sometimes. Sometimes I watch it the next day. You don't know about streaming numbers or anything like that. But it's a more enjoyable product to watch because it actually takes like wrestling seriously. And that's why all of them are saying this is the place for pro wrestling. So I just wanted to add that. I like that little main event thing. So it was a great tag team match, and the Bucks ended up coming out, and it caused Jungle Boy to get distracted, and all hell broke loose. Christian came out with a chair, and then at the end of the match, basically, Adam Cole abandoned Bobby Fish, and the Super Elite, you know, the Bucks, they walked out, and Jurassic Express won. So here's my question. I thought that, like, him bringing in Bobby Fish was that Bobby Fish was going to end up becoming a member of the Elite somehow. Not anytime soon, because I think that with Kenny Omega out and that whole little exchange they had on Wednesday, maybe Adam Cole is going to try to take over leadership of the Elite and, like, try to bring in his own people. So when Omega comes back, there's, like, it's, like, completely, like, he's not, he doesn't even know who's in the group or something like that. With the rumors of, like, Kevin Steen, his contract being up, people's contracts are coming up that would fit into the group. I'm not going to speculate. I don't know who's going to stay because, you know, quite frankly, the WWE has nobody right now. And I'm sure they're paying the people that are there a lot of money to stay. So who knows? But they abandoned Fish in the middle of the ring. So, like, how long does this actually last before Bobby Fish, like, maybe goes after Adam Cole? I don't know. It just seemed really weird that they would just leave him like that, especially their first match together. So, and that's the whole show, folks. Those were all the matches. As you know, for like an hour show, it goes pretty quick. But as I was saying earlier, watching AEW now is very refreshing, and it's cool because you have an alternative now. I was talking to friends earlier in the week, and I was saying between WWE and AEW, there is 8 hours of wrestling on a week. And that's a lot of wrestling, even for the most crazy fan. And no offense to anybody out there, but like if you are watching all this, like God bless you, because it's a lot. And, you know, sometimes I don't have time for it. Sometimes I miss it. Sometimes I just don't feel like watching it. But like if I had to choose between the two things, it's like 3 hours is way easier than 5 hours. And SmackDown and Raw have kind of almost become the same show. Like they did a draft, but everybody keeps showing up everywhere. And, you know, they're doing the brand supremacy thing again, but it doesn't really matter. For Survivor Series, they need to refresh that model. I really wish they would go back to like crazy teams like they used to have in the 80s and the 90s, and like they were all together because, you know, the other person hated the other one, but there was a bond. There was a bond that made those teams, you know, and they had stupid names and they would all get matching costumes. You know, it was fun, but I've really, really enjoyed watching AEW over the last couple of months, and it's been fun to watch, and I've gotten people who haven't watched wrestling in a while to watch it with me, and they liked it. It's not so hokey, and it's fun, and it looks like these people are having fun, and there's a lot of creativity, and I know that they have a lot of people signed, but they have a lot of different shows, and there's opportunities, and they rotate people out, and everybody feels like they're being used. I mean, if there is people not being used, please let me know, because it just seems like they rotate their roster. I hope that the spark that's there doesn't fade. So that's my debut show. I don't know how I did. This seems really, really short, and I'm going to try to talk and fill time. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you would like me to talk about. If there is a question, I'm going to try to review Rampage every week. Hopefully I will get a co-host in here. I am currently looking for somebody to do it who has a good chemistry with me. I really don't like hosting things by myself. I feel like I ramble on and I use filler words way too much. But I'm going to try to get somebody in here to co-host with me. I would like to end up doing a show with the girls, Ashley and Mimi, who are on this amazing podcast team group of people where we put out product every week for wrestling fans like you and me. So please throw me some ideas. I'm really terrible at this. I love doing the show with Matt because, you know, he throws me balls, man, and I swing at him. And that probably sounded way worse coming out than it was in my head. And this is why I'm awkward. But yeah, this is it. I hope you all have a good weekend. Hopefully this will be longer next time because I'll have somebody here to chatter with. But like I said, send me a song, send me an opening, send me ideas. And I will see you here next week on Rampage Roundup. I don't know if I like that name. Maybe it should be Rampage Rewind. But then it sounds too much like Raw Rewind. Maybe it doesn't have to have two R's. Maybe it just be Rampage. Okay, I'm going to get off this thing now before I keep continuing to ramble like an idiot to fill time. I hope I was informative. I'll talk to you guys next week. Lates.